This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Homeowners in Denver are appealing their property assessments, Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Single-family home values went up by a median of 33% in the city. This year, around 25,000 owners filed appeals contesting their values. That's about double compared to recent years. The assessor's office blamed the rise in housing costs in Denver. But tax bills will not jump that high. Denver has laws in place that cap how high property taxes can rise year to year. The assessor's office will rule on contestations in August, and tax bills will go out in January. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Aurora could give more power to its mayor if voters approve, CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
A proposal that's set for this November's ballot would create a strong mayor system in Aurora. That move would disempower the city manager and instead give the mayor a lot more control of city operations and allow him to veto bills from the council. Only a few other cities in Colorado, including Denver, have that kind of system. Sam Mamet, who led the Colorado Municipal League before he retired, says it's a big deal for voters.
Well, they need to pay attention to it because it's the future structure of government for the city. And they should take it seriously.
The current mayor of Aurora is Republican Mike Kaufman. He's connected to the strong mayor proposal, and he's also up for re-election this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
More local news at CPR.org.